This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, the U.S. Supreme Court may decide a case concerning subsistence fishing in Alaska's federal waterways. New Mexico lawmakers and Pueblo leaders want protections upheld for Chaco Canyon. And kelp may help Alaska's economy. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. The state of Alaska wants the U.S. Supreme Court to decide whether rural residents, which includes many Alaska Native people, should maintain subsistence fishing preference in the waterways of federal lands. KYUK reports that last month, a panel of federal appeals court judges sided with the federal government in its lawsuit against the state over salmon management on the Kuskokwim River. The feds sued the state after clashes over fish management on the lower river in 2021 and 2022. Indigenous groups, including the Kuskokwim Intertribal Fish Commission and the Alaska Federation of Natives, signed on to the case in support of the federal government, which is advocating for a rural Alaska preference. But on Monday, the state asked the U.S. Supreme Court to take up the case, arguing that federal law shows that the state has the authority over its own waterways, even on federal land. On Tuesday, the New Mexico congressional delegation and Pueblo leaders held a press conference outside the Capitol in Washington, D.C. They urged Congress and the Trump administration to continue upholding protections for Chaco Canyon against oil and gas drilling. KUNM's Jeanette DeDios has more. Insert DeDios rap here. Coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. To offset declining crab and salmon fisheries, communities along Alaska's coast have turned to kelp, or seaweed. The Shunack tribe of Kodiak won a milestone $2.3 million grant to process locally grown kelp. The tribe owns and operates Kodiak Island Wild Source, the only seafood plant in town that processes kelp. Its main products are frozen and smoked salmon, cod, and halibut. Wild Source President Chris Sanito says since adapting its facility to dry and preserve kelp, it's hard to keep up with demand. Insert first Sanito cut here. Sanito says the new processing plant should boost the tribe's earnings and diversify the local economy. Insert second Sanito cut here. 3, 2, 1. Sanito says when kelp is added to soil, it absorbs water and helps plant withstand drought. It also encourages root growth and is a sought-after ingredient in the emerging biostimulant industry. Alaska Mariculture Cluster awarded the grant. It received its funding through the U.S. Economic Development Administration's Build Back Better program. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.